Lucy pulled up the creaky wooden blinds and peered out the rain-streaked windows. It was a strange kind of morning. Wispy grey clouds hung low over the old abandoned church. A sprinkling of watery sunshine touched the treetops of a little park across the road, and in the distance, a gorgeous rainbow held the city rooftops in one hand and sparkling sea in the other. She caught a casual glimpse of herself reflected in the glass. Strands of straw-coloured hair falling across her face, tickling her lips, and almost hiding her sleepwalking eyes. A trembling hand reached into the pocket of the heavy white dressing gown, searching for the cigarette she had long given up. Old habits die hard, and new ones take their place. Something her shrink had told her at their last session. She popped the pill into her mouth and walked over to the kitchen bench, turned on the cold water tap, and leaned her head over the sink. It would be a while before the Ambien kicked in and heavy legs walked her slowly back to bed. Just enough time to flip open the laptop, quickly check some emails, scroll through Tumblr, or maybe watch some hentai clips and masturbate. Flopping onto the couch, Lucy switched on the Mac and waited for the all-too-familiar windows to open. A couple of cute cats, One Direction gif, a woman in pigtails being roughly spanked, and an F. Scott Fitzgerald quote rolled up across the dashboard. Her fingers came to life, playing a concerto of hearts and reblog clicks, scrolling endlessly past image after image, until she stopped on a video that caught her twitching eye. It was a homemade porn clip. A girl in a yellow bikini was slumped down in a passenger seat of a car, baseball cap pulled down over her face. She was furiously rubbing herself, moaning, while the driver, a male arm to be precise, reached over and slid his hand under her top. Lucy watched and slid a hand beneath her dressing gown. The girl in the clip pulled her bikini bottom to one side, exposing her shaved pussy, and started to slide her fingers in and out. Her head leaned back into the tan leather seat as she started to moan softly. The familiar tingling and wetness started to tease and tantalize Lucy. She quickly closed the laptop with one hand, while the other hand kept busy. Closing her eyes, she lay down on her back, spreading her long legs a little, kicking a pillow off the couch. Her mind slipped backward into a world of fleeting fantasies. A shadowy figure pushed her knees apart and pressed his lips between her legs, while another stood over her, holding his hard cock to her mouth, pushing it in, fucking her open lips. She cried out as the orgasm hit hard and fast, making her sit upright, fingers rubbing her swollen clit, hanging on to the last ripples of spasming pleasure that ran wild through her tense body. Minutes passed before she could even begin to move. When she did, each step took its toll as heavy legs waded through the quicksand of Ambien-induced stupor. The dressing gown fell silently to the floor, forming a puddle of white on the purple carpet. Lucy leaned against the window pane, eyelids heavy, opening and shutting like the graffiti-covered roller doors of a liquor store in a bad neighborhood. It had stopped raining, and the rainbow was a faded memory lost to bright sunshine. She could feel the warmth of the glass pressed up against her naked body. It felt comforting, like a hug from a long-lost lover or a cat curled up under the covers of a bed. Old habits die hard, and new ones take their place. The words did a slow waltz around and around the empty dance floor as the darkness descended deep inside her head. Lucy tumbled down the rabbit hole again, where Wonderland ceased to exist. "Will you miss me when I'm gone?" he said.
"I will miss me," she replied.